Hello, everyone. This is Gary. I'm so glad to be on this call with you. We have some interesting things to talk about.
Yes, we do. Always. Okay. So let's begin, because this is the season when people are become really busy over the holidays, it seems like. So we wanted to talk just about the holidays in a different way this time.
Yes, we do. But it's not just about the holidays. It's about looking at your life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you today to look at yourself and ask yourself the question, what is the difference between a contributor and a consumer? And I'm asking that because we've grown up hearing the word consumer, because consumers are essential to an economy. Did you know that consumers make up by far the largest part of the American economy, and that is the revenue, what's spent in the economy? And so we're consistently referred to as consumers. And that's because consumers are so important. Consumers provide the money that's required for our economy. And the people that make the economy, like workers, are also consumers. So what is the difference between a consumer and a contributor, especially when you look at it from the point of view of spiritual development? Well, a contributor gives. A contributor increases what's available. A contributor adds to. A contributor enriches. A contributor provides of himself or herself. It's a proactive. A consumer takes. A consumer reduces what is available. A consumer sucks in like a vacuum for himself or herself. A consumer depletes. So you can see there's quite a bit of difference between contribution and consumption. So in terms of what you know about authentic power and creating it, how would you describe this difference? If anyone can say it in a word or two, press one on your keypad. Imagine that we're at an event, and I'm just asking you this question. What's the difference between a contributor and a consumer in terms of what you know about authentic power? Now, this is interesting because I don't see any hands up. So, here's one.
I see a couple.
Okay. Sula, what would you say is the difference? Can you unmute Sula?
Sula, yeah.
Love would be contributing, and fear would be consuming.
Exactly.
That's the same to me.
Thank you, Sula. Who else? Robina.
Robina.
Oh, I pushed it, but that's okay.
Hey, Robina. There you are. I can hear
Hi,
you now.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. I didn't know it pushed it, but hey, everything happens for a reason. I would say consumer would be consume energy while a contributor creates energy.
Right, right. Okay, well, we're off to a very solid start. I also would equate consuming with fear and contributing with love. So that means that this orientation toward consuming is an orientation toward fear. That's not accidental. Our economic system and every economic system is based on fear. You all know, or probably most of you know, the name Adam Smith in The Invisible Hand of the Market. Well, if you don't, he was a Scotsman who lived around the time of the American Revolution. And at exactly that time, in 1776, he published his thoughts on economics. And those thoughts were this, that everyone following their own self-interest, which would be fear, would it not? their own self-interest creates what he called the invisible hand that operates in the market. It determines the prices of everything. So if you want to buy something and you want to buy it enough, you drive up the price. That's fear. If you have something you want to sell, you want to get the most for it. That's fear. In other words, that's why markets stress consumers. And that's why consumer is a part of our consciousness. It is a very important part of every five-sensory human, but we're multi-sensory now. And we know that words carry consciousness. And you've already identified consumption as fear and contribution as love. So take a look at the way you look at yourself. Are you a consumer or are you a contributor? And now I'm not talking just about buying goods and services or producing goods and services. I'm talking about the way you look at the world. Do you want to take things in for yourself? For example, when someone's in a romantic relationship and they say they love someone, they say things like, I can't get enough of her. I can't get enough of him. As though he or she is a commodity. And not only that, there's not enough to go around. And you want to get your share. In fact, you want to get all of it. Well, we've all talked in the past about the difference between love and the romantic image of love, which is not love at all, but is intense need. When you look at your family and you're needing, you want support, you want to feel as though you belong in a group or a society, is that contribution or is that consumption? Are you taking in or are you giving out? If you're pursuing external power, you're taking in. You're trying to manipulate. You're trying to control. Now, Robina said something interesting. She said, you're giving out if you're loving, and you're not giving out if you're in fear. And that, in a way, is not, it describes fear and love in terms of contribution and consumption. But when you are in fear, you're actually contributing. Energy is flowing through your energy processing system, flowing in at the crown of your head and down to the base of your torso and up again. And as it does, it passes through all of your energy centers. All of you probably know this. And if you want to create authentic power, you have to know it. It's all in the book, Heart of the Soul, Emotional Awareness. But the point is this, as this energy, your energy, the energy of the universe passes through each of your energy processing centers, it is processed either in fear or in love. And if it's processed in love, you are radiating love. You are radiating this energy, releasing this energy with love. And if you process it in fear, you are radiating this energy. You are processing this energy in fear. And people can tell the difference.
But you're saying when you do that, you're still contributing, but you're contributing fear rather than love.
That's right. So the question is, what are you going to contribute? Are you going to contribute love, or are you going to contribute fear? Whenever you choose fear, whenever you act on a frightened part of your personality, you are releasing your energy through those energy processing centers that are processing your energy in fear, in fear. And when you are processing energy in love and trust, you are radiating love. You are releasing your energy in love. And that's what an authentically powerful personality does. That's the difference between a powerful person and a powerless person. Five-sensory humans think that the difference between power and lack of power is ability to manipulate and control and not having the ability to manipulate and control. But multi-sensory humans know that the difference between power and powerlessness is love, and fear is powerlessness. So when you look at yourself as a consumer, or you think of yourself as a consumer, every time you go into Penny's or Walmart's or Saks or Neiman Marcus or the hardware store or a grocery store, are you looking at yourself as a consumer or a contributor? So you can begin to ask yourself, since you're looking at yourself as a consumer, because everyone is, how can you change that? Well, there's lots of ways to change it, and we can make those the topic of another call or discuss it at a Journey to the Soul or an Authentic Power Immersion event. But one thing you can do is say, when you're buying something, when you're at the cash register and you're paying your money, or even if it's a food stamp you're using, you can say, someone is benefiting from this. This money is going to pay someone's salary. This money is going to encourage someone to create food to bring to market. I'm contributing to something larger. I'm not just taking from it. You can begin to look at that in all the ways that you interact with people. What are you contributing? Are you contributing? Are you contributing with love? Or are you taking? Now, when I say you can contribute fear, and people feel it, they feel it as a kind of taking. They feel it as a sucking in. You feel it as a depressive energy. When you're around someone who's depressed, it's because they are absorbing energy from you. They are gobbling it up, frightened parts of their personality. And you feel that. So this call is to bring to your attention the words contributor and consumer.
Can we go back, before we do that, can we go back to what you said? You said that when someone is contributing fear into the consciousness, you said that they're gobbling up energy.
They are sucking up energy. That's right.
And that you feel it, but they're not, I still have a responsibility when someone's doing that to create with love and send out love, even if that person is doing that.
That's exactly right.
And not judge them.
Your question is, what are you contributing to life?
Yeah.
Are you contributing this black energy, this soaking things up, this depressive energy, this controlling energy, or are you contributing love, appreciation, gratitude, patience, caring, awe of the universe? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself, because these are the things you're doing continually.
So when we use the word contribution, we're really talking about what is the intention of what you're contributing.
Precisely. Precisely, beloved. Thank you. That is very well said. And actually, if you look at the world, can you really diminish the world? Can you really take from it? Can you consume? For example, does fire consume wood? Well, physicists would say no. Fire transforms the potential energy that's in wood into the energy of light, which is radiant energy, and heat, which is thermal energy. When you breathe, do you consume oxygen? Biologists would say no. You transform it into carbon dioxide. In other words, there is no such thing as consume. When a personality leaves the Earth school or dies, does the universe get smaller? When a soul incarnates into the Earth school, does the universe get larger? No. It's not possible to increase or diminish the universe. The universe is. In physics, this is known as expressed as the first law of thermodynamics, or the conservation of energy. Energy can't be consumed. So the entire concept of consume is an artifact of five sensory perception. There are lots of artifacts of five sensory perception. For example, the idea of random or accidental. You cannot diminish the universe, but you can live in fear. And when you live in fear, you are, you might. There's no such thing as a spiritual consumer. From an energy point of view, we are always contributing. We are powerful and creative, compassionate and loving spirits. And as we create authentic power, we become aware of what we are creating, because we are responsible for what we create. And when we contribute, we bring into our lives contributors, people who consciously want to contribute to us. And when we create in fear, we bring into our lives people who are creating in fear, who are unconsciously attempting to take. Which are you? If you are creating authentic power, you are learning to be a contributor. And you're also bringing love into your life, because love is what you are sharing. You're bringing people who are loving into your life, because you are a person who is loving. And you're doing the reverse when you act on a frightened part of your personality. So these are some things to think about. Am I a contributor or am I a consumer? Where did I get that idea, consume, that something could be used up, made to go away and never occur again? Energy can't be made to go away and never appear again. Energy is. The universe is. You are part of the universe. The universe is eternal, and that means your soul is eternal. What will you do in eternity? Because your soul is in it now. What will you do in the Earth School? Because you are in it now. You are also a personality. How will you use this time in the Earth School? What will you do with your personality? What we suggest to you is that you use this time between in the Earth School, between your birth and your death, to align your personality with your soul, to be a conscious creator, to be a contributor of energy that nurtures, that supports. And that's creating authentic power.
Absolutely.
And of course, if you're not aware of any of this, you're still creating, but you're doing it unconsciously, which means you're creating with fear, which means that you are taking. And you are bringing into your life people who are unconsciously creating with fear and striving to take from you your behavior, the way that you are, the thoughts that you're thinking.
Well, I would love to hear. I mean, we have a little more to say that we wanted to talk about. What we're talking about right now isn't even something that we had thought about. It was just beautiful, beloved. I loved what you said. It just came so beautifully, like it always does. But I'd love to hear if you have any thoughts about anything that we've said so far or any questions. So if you do, raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad, and we'll call on you before we move on to a little bit more that we want to say about this. So like I said, press 1 on your keypad, and we'll call on you. So go ahead and do that now if there's any questions you have or any insights you've had because of what we've been saying so far. We'll give you a moment. And that moment, you can just be with what Gary has been talking about and just see what comes to you. Okay, I'd like to call on Jay.
So, good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good
I can't
morning.
Hear you too well.
Hold on, should I just fix
something? Now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So what's coming in for me is consuming versus receiving, and I'm wondering if you could speak to that.
I can't hear you, Jay. You said consume versus?
Receiving.
Receiving. So you want to know the difference between consuming and receiving?
Well, energetically I can feel it, but I felt that call to ask that question because I can feel the difference And I wonder if you could speak to that.
Can you give an example of why you even have that question?
Yeah, so I have a frightened part of my personality that wants to give but not receive because I'm looking for something else. That's not, I don't have a word for that. Maybe you do. But what I realized after one of the events was that I wasn't receiving, and so I set the intention to just be open to allow that, and I had just some amazing connections with people when I just was able to receive and not feel like I had to reciprocate to give something back. And maybe that's a frightened part and you can help me see that, but it felt very real and connecting at a deeper level with people.
No, that's not a frightened part, Shay. It is a matter of how you look at yourself. If you look at yourself as a powerful and compassionate, creative and loving spirit, then it's not a matter of what you can get or what you can give. You go through your life, you move through the Earth School in the present moment, responding appropriately, sometimes receiving, sometimes giving. But receiving is not the same as consuming. There's a hunger in the word consume. There is a limitation in the word consume. We don't consume sunlight. We don't consume the wonderful experience we have when we walk through flowers in the spring. We can't even apply that term to those kind of experiences, can we?
I think, I'm not sure, Jay, but I thought what you were saying is that you were having difficulty receiving, and that when you allowed yourself to receive, you felt you felt the warmth of it, the love of it, but then there are frightened parts of your personality that don't want to receive. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct. And what I realized was that was also a way of pushing people away when I wasn't receiving. And I can feel the difference that you're speaking to with consuming. I can feel that energy difference of, I think, Gary, the word you used was hunger, and the absorbing of that from the fright part. I can feel that energetically, but I really appreciate you adding some words. So that helps me make sure that I'm feeling that difference.
Thanks so much, Jay, for sharing. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And we always have frightened parts we can't have frightened parts come up when someone gives us something, when someone is sharing something with us that want to push that away or want to feel like you have to give back. But just allowing yourself to receive, and I just really appreciate that you're doing that, Jay. That's really beautiful that you can just receive without feeling like you have to reciprocate, because that can be a frightened part that feels that it doesn't allow itself, that won't allow itself to receive. So you have to allow yourself to do that. So thank you.
Most people can give more easily than they can receive. And if you look at receiving as consuming, you'll see why. Who wants to consume another person? But if you realize that other person is contributing to you, and you're not consuming, you're receiving what that person is giving. There is an energetic difference, and that's a good, that this is a good question.
So thank you, Jay. I'm going to call on Leo. Hey, Leo.
Hey, hello, Gary. Hi, Linda. Good
Another
to hear
one
your voice.
New York. Hey, Long Island. Hey.
Long Island, yep, yep. And I'm looking forward to you guys coming back. I had a great time. It was very, very great. It was very wonderful. I just want to share the inspiration that I guess my body just, when I felt my body when Gary was talking about the shift in looking at the contributing and consuming and putting it in terms of energy. I just, you know, had just this wonder, an insight that the it's just a glimpse of how intelligent this universe is, giving out its energy and the never, you know, what was I going to say here? It's balancing of its energy. It's you know, in the term of energy and how intelligent it balances it, and it gives to me like a glimpse of how this intelligence is just continuing in different forms and giving me as a soul an opportunity to use this energy and with a conscious choice. And you know, I just, there's got to be some kind of balance here that I'm kind of feeling that is being this gift of life here that I have. And I'm glad that this brought to my attention that I could have an effect, and it whatever effect it is, it's coming from a good place, and I just trust in the process of having more life come to me and giving more out of myself into life. So it just, that's the insight I got, and it's just you know, just so appreciative to hear this kind of perspective, you know. So thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful, Leo. That's beautiful. And what you're calling balance, some people might call perfection. And you see that in the universe.
Yeah.
And yeah, clearly that's... you're seeing it now. And but I'm so glad that to hear you again. It's good to see you in Long Island.
Yeah, really good, really great time.
And Manhattan.
Manhattan,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again in March. Yay. All right.
Yep. We'll see you then. Yep.
So, I'm thinking let's say a little bit more, and then I want to do a couple of other things, beloved, that I think will really help us to go deeper into what we're talking about together as a group. So I'm thinking a couple things I wanted to say. The commercial Christmas is a season of usually obligatory giving, right? Unrestrained consumerism, family differences disguised as gatherings of the heart because people aren't really saying what they feel. They're not really being in integrity with each other because they don't even know how. And then piles of wrapping paper all over the place, but giving because they felt like they had to give. I mean, giving gifts because they felt like they had to, you know, rather than really giving from the heart. So I feel like the celebration of love and joy that was born in the barren desert of Palestine is very different. In other words, what we're really basing this Christmas season on has become covered over with consumerism, as we talked about, and we know that. We know that, but we just wanted to talk about it in a deeper way. Love lifts us all. That's the only thing. When we create love, and then we realize that all there is love. So even above the weight of the ossified familiarity of the spirit of giving, it soars above that. It soars above all of that. So Gary and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about...
if I can, beloved, that is a wonderful thought.
Yes.
Christmas calls us to contribute. The
yes.
commercial Christmas calls us to consume.
Unconsciously consume, yes. That's right.
Well,
and consciously
it calls for us to buy, mm-hmm. to buy.
Exactly.
To buy.
Exactly.
Most retailers depend upon the, quote, holiday season, which means for them the buying season, the
mm-hmm.
consuming season. To make their year.
Yes.
They wouldn't be able to stay in business without December.
Yeah.
So as we get in touch with the Christmas spirit, you can use your own discernment. The Christmas spirit is loving. but without second agenda. It's giving without a hidden agenda. It's loving without attachment to the outcome. That's what Christmas radiates. That's what the idea of a Christ radiates. Loving your neighbor. It's become such a cliche that few people even give it thought now. But if you do think about it, how much did this person love his neighbors? He died for them. Can you do that? That's what he asked you to do. Well, that's now what we have to ask ourselves to do, is to give like that. That's the spirit of Christmas that calls to us. But the commercial Christmas calls to us to buy something and to give something. And we have the expectation of receiving something.
Obligations.
That's obligations. It's the difference between love and fear.
Indeed.
The difference between contribution and consumption. Between our being contributors or our being consumers. That's the choice. That's the choice between love and fear. And you're very familiar with that because you're creating authentic power, and you know that is the fundamental creative choice. And we're seeing it now reflected to us in so many ways. And we always will. As you become multisensory, you'll always see this choice available to you. And then it's up to you to decide what you're going to do.
Right. Right. Yes, Christmas really calls us to contribute consciously. But commercial Christmas calls us to consume. The spirit of love, like the energy of aloha, and I'll tell you why I say that, transforms us from consumers to contributors, from taking to giving, from expecting love from others to sharing it with others, not waiting for them, sharing our love with them, with no attachment to the outcome. For most people, this transformation can be seasonal, in other words, temporary, but it doesn't need to be. It can be all the time. That's why we teach about authentic power, because we know that creating with love all the time, and what I mean by that when I say that is when I create with love more and more often, things begin to change more and more in my life, because I'm creating with love more often than fear. And when I first learned about authentic power, I was creating much more with fear than love. It's taken me some time, and I'm still working on that. That's still something that I do every day. But this Christmas season, when people have a loving experience of contributing rather than consuming, it can be a glimpse into our new life, our boundless compassion, and our fathomless love for ourselves and each other and the universe. So it's such a powerful, powerful time to begin to see what's possible in this season and then what's possible every moment.
I think Linda was talking about aloha because we were talking earlier about we were talking about a bond that we have with a little island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean called Maui. And we have been going there every whale season for more than 20 years. But in
About 25, yeah.
25. But in that time, so many roads have been built on this little island, and so many large buildings, and so many shopping centers, that the appearance of some of these little towns, not so little anymore, has changed dramatically. So why do we keep coming back to this place? We can see large buildings, shopping centers, and asphalt anywhere. We keep coming back because of this energy that we feel, this connection. And it's all through the Hawaiian Islands, but we'll call it aloha as we experience it on Maui. And I'm saying these things to point out to you that no matter how many tons of asphalt and pavement and buildings are built on this little island, it is still the energy of the island that calls us back to it. It's like that with love, with Christmas and the commercial Christmas. At the heart of Christmas is love, is contribution. And it doesn't matter how high the mountains of gifts and paper trash afterwards pile, it can't affect the heart, the energy of the Christmas. And that's what keeps drawing us to Christmas, even though we know that it's commercial.
Uh-huh.
Even though that we know that it's commercial, and even though most of us don't like it, and many people are disgusted by it, they still participate in the Christmas season because it's the energy underneath all of that that calls to us. That's the energy of contribution, of love. Just like aloha can't be buried beneath all the asphalt or the buildings, the love that is at the center of Christmas cannot be impeded by the commercial aspects of
Indeed.
That we have developed around it.
All we need to do is become aware of our own intentions, become aware of love and fear in us, and choose love, no
yes.
matter what. And I do want to say there's a possibility that we may be this time coming to Maui and also doing a talk and a workshop in February, this February, February 2018. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. That may happen. Someone invited us to come to Maui for an event, and we thought, well, we're going to be there anyway. Maybe we will. But we'll see how it works out. But we may do that. So we'll let you know if that happens so you can experience that magic place too if you want to come over. Or come again, or maybe you're there on Maui. So all good. So I wanted to, right now what we're going to do is we're going to break up into small groups. You're going to be actually in a room. So all of you that are new, just to let you know, you're going to be in a room with other people. There'll be probably three other people in your group. So when you're talking, you'll only be talking to those people, and there'll be a few people that'll come in and out of the room that are there to support if they need to. They may pop in and say hello and all of that too, but basically you're going to be in a room with four others. And this is such an important time, because then you really get to share with each other in a smaller group, and then we'll come back together after that. But I want to tell you that you are in that group right now. We put you in it, and I'm going to unmute you very soon so that you can actually talk to each other and introduce yourself to each other, so you'll know who's in your room. And then we're going to do a little experiment with each other based on what we've been talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and start that actually now. So what I'd like you to do, I'm going to give you a minute to introduce yourselves to each other. That means you have a minute in total. So just you'll just go around your group. Go ahead and introduce yourselves right now. Go ahead and do that now, and you'll get a minute. Okay, I'm going to mute you for a moment. You'll be able to get back together with your group, but I'm going to mute you for a moment so that I can put you through a little experience. So right now what I'd like you to do, if you can, close your eyes if it's safe to do that where you are, and if it's not, just rest for a moment and I just want to give you some thoughts to be with and open to your intuition about. So what would a non-commercial Christmas or holiday look like for you? Just be with that for a moment. Imagine how you could add the spirit of love and contribution to your celebration, or maybe your depression. Maybe you get depressed in the holidays. See how you can add the spirit of love and contribution to this time of the year. How can you infuse it with love? Open yourself to what that would be right now. Open it. Open yourself now. Ask yourself, how will I infuse the spirit of love and contribution and deepen my experience of this holiday? How would this feel to change things? Maybe in small but meaningful ways. For example, to talk about the most meaningful or significant experiences you've had this year, or being with each other, and ask others with you to do the same. Something like that. So what comes to you? Go ahead and be with that for a moment. So in a moment, I'm going to unmute you so you can talk to your group. You'll be able to talk with them. But what I'd like you to do is, what I'd like you to share with them is how, so I want one of you to start. So you'll have to decide who the first person is. So be bold and speak up and say, I'm going to be first. And then go second, third, you know, just make sure that you all speak. So I'm going to give you each 2 minutes to speak. And I'm going to ring a chime between. So I'll ring a chime to start the first person, and then when 2 minutes is over, I'll ring another chime. So if you're finished before the 2 minutes is up, you can just be there with everyone. Just be there. Just know that you're in a circle of four people, four souls, who are here on this call to be together. So what I'd like you to do now is share what you discovered. The first person will share what you discovered about how you can bring the energy of love and contribution into your holiday. So that's what you're going to be sharing. And I'm going to open the microphone so the first person can begin. So go ahead and open the microphones. Okay, go ahead and begin, first person. okay, I'm going to have you switch, but first I want you to close your eyes for just a moment, or just be with what you've heard, and I'm going to actually mute you for a moment. So, okay, so this, I want you to be thinking about this. I want you to talk about, number two person, I want you to talk about what you discovered about how you can bring the energy of love and contribution into your holiday. Definitely want you to do that. But I don't want you to tell us what you've already done or what you always do, but what you want to experiment with. So just be with that, what you want to experiment with that would be different. Because maybe you feel like you've done loving things before, but maybe your intention was really to get something from that. So I want you to look at that and see what is it that you could contribute, what energy, bring the energy of love and contribution by doing something that you experiment with that's different than what you always do. So that's really the energy of what I want to have you look at right now. This would be stretching you, having you experiment. Okay, I'm going to start with the second person now. So when I ring the chime, that'll mean your microphones are unmuted. So go ahead and unmute them. Okay, so number two, begin. Okay, now it's time for the third person in your group to speak. You'll have 2 minutes. And what that means is just your experiments with how you're going to bring the energy of love and contribution, not in the ways you've done before, but in new ways, in ways that will stretch you and really create something different for your holiday season. So go ahead and begin, number three person. You'll have 2 minutes. Okay, it's time now to switch to the fourth person in your group, if you have four people in your group, and I think most of you do. So now it's time for you to share, the fourth person to share, how you can bring the energy of love and contribution into your holiday and experiment with doing it in a way that you have never done that before, and share what you learned about that as you were looking at that for yourself. Go ahead and do that now. You have two more minutes. Okay, everyone, I'm going to mute you just for a few moments, but you will be able to get back. You will be back in your groups, so I just want to say that. But, Garen, I just wanted to say a few things to you before we leave the call. So it's been really great to be with you today, and we wanted to say a couple of things. One is that we had such a wonderful time at our events in New York, on Long Island, and in Manhattan. They were just wonderful, just so fabulous. And then we had an event in L.A. as well. And that was really special. So we wanted to let you know that there will be maybe some other events this year. We had stopped doing events away for a while. We'll probably do a few more. Like I said, one on Maui possibly in the beginning part of February. But we'll let you know if that's going to happen or not. And also I wanted to let you know that last month's recording that we did for the Life School, which was on how to enjoy yourself, is posted on our website. So please go on the Life School website and listen to that. I think that'll also support you through the holidays, just to remind you of that. And also, I wanted to just say it's been just a joy to be with you. And we're thinking that that you can stay in your groups as long as you'd like and keep talking about your insights that will help you to bring the energy of love and contribution into your holidays. And we suggest that you do that. So, like I said, talk as long as you want, and we will be together again next time in January. And I think it's January 6th, but you can look it up on the calendar, but I think it's January 6th on Saturday. I believe that's it. Yes, it is, January 6th. So we'll be with you right before we go to India. So Gary and I are going to go to India this year for my first time, so I'm really excited. So anyway, we'll let you know about that when we get back in February. We'll let you know about that trip. So anyway, it's so good to be with you, and we're going to open up the microphones so you can be with your group again and just stay on as long as you'd like and go as deep as you can with how to have this a conscious, loving holiday with your families, and how to support each other in that. So go ahead and we'll open the microphones now. And Beloved, did you want to say anything before we leave the call?
It's good to be with you. There's no, in my experience, there's no more rewarding or deep or gratifying things to talk about than how to create authentic power, how to consciously create with love, how to consciously shift from being a consumer to a contributor, how to consciously connect soul to soul.
Absolutely, absolutely. So have a most wonderful rest of your day and rest of your season if we don't see you until the next month. Some of you will be seeing in a few days on the Authentic Power Immersion Call, and also some of you will be coming, will be doing a special event in January and then others in March. So we'll be in touch with you. But some of you will be seeing you next month, and we're really, really excited about that. So blessings, and have the most holy, sacred, beautiful energy, and experiment with having this be the spirit of love for and joy for this whole holiday season. So blessings to you, and I'm going to open up the microphones now as Gary and I leave the call.
Goodbye, fellow contributors.
So the microphones are open now. Bye now. Go ahead and speak to each other. Blessings.